Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Tyler Saladino. Batting third. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting sixth. The DH, Justin Morneau. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dionor Navarro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, J.B. Shuck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Miguel Gonzalez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Robbie Grossman. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting fifth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Batting seventh. The DH, Jorge Polanco. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Danny Santana. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Malone. And now, play ball. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Saladino hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Saladino moves to second. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Abreu hits a line drive into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grossman strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops it up and throws to first, with Gonzalez covering, for the out. Two outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kepler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops it up and throws to first, with Gonzalez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morneau hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dionor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Navarro hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sanchez hits a line drive into left field. Grossman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dozier hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Suzuki hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Escobar reaches second base with a double. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Polanco hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.B. Schuck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Schuck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saladino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Schuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buxton hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buxton. The throw from Navarro and he throws it away, into the outfield. Here's the throw to Navarro, who tags Buxton out. Navarro throws it away. That's an error on Navarro. Buxton goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0. Twins. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Grossman is 0 for 1 in the game. Grossman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Suzuki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grossman. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Buxton. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Garcia scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Dionor Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Navarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Navarro hits a line drive into left field. Grossman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepler strikes out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dozier. The throw from Navarro and he is safe. Dozier steals second. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki strikes out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Escobar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. 1 out. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shuck is 0 for 1 in the game. Shuck hits a line drive towards first. Maurer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Saladino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Saladino hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grossman. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. Saladino goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Polanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu fields the ball and throws to Gonzalez covering. Safe. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buxton is 0 for 1 in the game. Buxton hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robbie Grossman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grossman is 0 for 2 in the game. Grossman takes first base on ball 4. Santana moves to second. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Maurer is 0 for 2 in the game. Maurer hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dionor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Navarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Navarro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michael Tonkin now pitching. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Shuck is 0 for 2 in the game. Shuck hits a pop-up towards third. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepler hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saladino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tonkin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Grossman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Escobar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Polanco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Escobar moves to second. Danny Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu fields it and throws to second for the out. Escobar moves to third. One out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Santana. The throw from Navarro and he is safe. Santana steals second. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 0 for 2 in the game. Buxton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saladino fields it and throws to first for the out. Escobar scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grossman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grossman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Boucher's now pitching. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 0 for 3 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santana juggles the ball. That's an error on Santana. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Garcia strikes out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morneau hits a line drive into left field. Grossman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Deonor Navarro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Navarro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Navarro hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Abreu moves to second. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sanchez is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Jennings now pitching. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kepler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kepler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Matt Albers now pitching. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Dozier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dozier takes first base on ball 4. Kepler moves to second. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 3 in the game. Suzuki hits a line drive into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Escobar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Escobar hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Jorge Polanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Polanco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Albers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brandon Kinsler now pitching. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shuck is 0 for 3 in the game. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kepler. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Saladino strikes out. 2 outs. Melky Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Cabrera moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Twins, 5. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 0 for 4 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Ynoa now pitching. Danny Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shuck. Santana reaches second base with a double. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buxton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Buxton bunts, foul, towards first. Abreu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grossman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Grossman strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mauer is walked intentionally. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kepler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kepler takes first base on ball 4. Santana moves to third. Mauer moves to second. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dozier hits a pop-up towards third. Saladino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Fernando Abard now pitching. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Buxton. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morneau is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Deonor Navarro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Navarro is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Navarro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grossman. Navarro reaches second base with a double. Garcia scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 4 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shuck is 0 for 4 in the game. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Adam Eaton now playing right field. David Robertson now pitching. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 4 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Escobar hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first, with Robertson covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.